This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir, that is us. We are on the road at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Larry Bluestein, our special show this evening, the third annual Broward County Football, National Football County Showcase. Dr. Kevin Perry and I will be with you up until 10 o'clock this evening. We have guests, great sponsors, great people here at Dave & Buster's. Also, we'll have some college coaches and you know, first of all, Kevin, let me invite you in and say thank you so much for all the hard work that you've done in helping us organize this.
Thank you. It's that time of year again, ready to release this schedule, and can't wait for August.
Yeah, well, we'll get it out tonight for those who are listening. We have people in California, Nevada, Georgia that are listening this evening, so that's a good deal. And obviously, the sponsorship of this is just so huge. As we said, Dave & Buster's is just – they just come and step up big time. But we have quite a few of them, and one of them is Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital right here in Hollywood. We're on the home turf of Tony Million, who's a senior director. Tony, thanks so much for stopping into our show and for all that you do to make all this possible.
Thanks for having us here, Larry. Appreciate it.
Obviously, you're every game we go to, we see all your staff out there. You guys roll up your sleeves, and I know that maybe you get recognized for what you do during the showcase, but this is a year-round thing. Talk about that and what you all do for the athletes here in the BCA and Broward County.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working with the school district of Broward County and now the Broward Education Foundation for more than 10, 11 years. We've been providing them with all the athletic training services for all 29 of their public high schools. We've managed their concussion program. So we're really on the field, as you said. We're really on the field to take care of these athletes, making sure that we can manage their injuries. And we're there for them. So working the showcase is just a natural
right.
fit. We're there to just make sure that those kids are healthy and they get that first world-class care that they deserve.
Kevin, as an athletic director, you rely on them quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely. We can't do it without you. I got Andres at my school, and just the amount of time and hours he puts into just keeping my kids healthy so they can compete, that's the most important thing. We can't do our job without the kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's great because it starts there, right? It starts locally at the high school, locally at the football field, whatever sport the athletic trainers are at, and then it extends from there to – the coaches and educating coaches and educating families and then the clinic when they see the physicians and if they need the therapy or the hospital. So it's really a well-rounded continuum of care for the athlete.
Right, and we know that the facility is world-class. Mm-hmm. You know, ever since it opened, I remember I live in the neighborhood and next to Memorial. I hear the trauma helicopters. Yep. But we don't, you know, my wife and I now are kind of numb to that. But what a facility. And talk about the facility and, you know, what you guys are doing. Cutting edge in every form. People come from all over the world to you know, be treated.
Yeah, we're no longer that little children's hospital that used to be in a one floor Memorial Regional Hospital. Yeah. We're now in 2011. We grew up across the street to a 4-story children's hospital. Now we're, as of last year, we're an 8-story children's hospital providing all sorts of specialty care from heart transplant to orthopedic care to ENT emergency departments, and then we go beyond Hollywood. Obviously, we have the world class hospital here in Hollywood.
Sure.
But we have a facility, 30,000 plus facility, plus square foot facility in Wellington and Palm Beach. And we have other locations in Coral Springs and Weston and Boca. So we're really made sure that we are setting ourselves up to provide the care close to home to where the kids and the families need it.
Right. Tony, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Appreciate you. We see you everywhere. And thanks for being part of this because I know you're a huge part. I know
Absolutely.
That everybody involved with the BCA and Patty Brown and the Broward Education and Kevin and everybody. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Good stuff. Tony Milian, the senior director of Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, has done a tremendous job. They do outstanding work throughout the course of the year. And, Kevin, before we bring in Matt Beaumont, who's the assistant general manager right here at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, let's look at the first game that's going to be taking place on Thursday, August the 23rd at Coconut Creek, part of a doubleheader. Coconut Creek finished 11-3 last year. They'll be taking on Peachtree Ridge of Georgia, a 10-2 team.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. You got Monarch coming off an incredible run last year. Peachtree Ridge, they're getting better and better each year. Head coach Matt Helmrich, he's Broward guy, so he's bringing his team down, and I can't wait for that one. I mean, what a way to kick it off with the explosive athletes and offense that Monarch has and the defense that they got coming in. It's going to be a great matchup.
Good stuff. We'll announce all the games this evening. We're live here at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And I'll tell you what, you know as well as I do, any of the games during the showcase, all the teams come here.
Absolutely.
They play games. They eat. They get a chance to do stuff. And Matt Beaumont, who's the assistant general manager right here in Hollywood. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. A lot of great things. I see now we have the beginning of the basketball, the NCAA basketball, which will really get into full swing on Thursday. Talk about your involvement, because I know you guys are really, you love the kids, and you love taking part, especially, you know, in the community.
We do. Dave & Buster's has always been involved in his community, not just here in Hollywood, Florida, but nationwide. You know, and we're especially excited about this partnership with the Broward County High School Athletics Association.
No doubt.
We're going to be on the field cooking food for all the guys. So
we can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
The hamburgers and hot dogs, I can't wait for halftime. And they're great. And the thing is you start and you don't stop until the end of the games. And the guys are the young men and the women that you send out there are first class, well representative of your community. You got some great things coming up. Specials, a lot of things here for spring break. Talk about those.
We do. We've got a spring break for all where for $79, people can get a 10-day unlimited game pass.
Nice.
That also gives them some free food every day. So that'll give people something to do when they leave the beach.
Yeah.
You know, with March Madness coming up, we've got all-day happy hour on Thursday to kick it off.
Nice. Yeah.
So that works for everybody. Along with all-you-can-eat wings and a $10 power card for not too much money. And then we're rolling out $2 domestic pints and $5 shots. So
I know
that, works for a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. Also, you have the late night happy hour, which is pretty neat. 10 p.m. until closing Sunday through Thursdays includes five drinks at $5.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty neat. I mean, because you have different ones every night and something to kind of like go along with it. You have those late night bites, fried pickles, which I mean, I'm huge into that. Cheese flatbread, which is awesome. Cantina nachos and also the queso fries. So you guys are doing a big time here throughout the entire year, and you guys are busy all the time. As we said, you have football, you have basketball and baseball, soccer, boxing, MMA has to be huge because you get a great crowd.
Well, I'll tell you, we have this $400,000 43-foot television over here, so there's nothing like watching a game or a fight where the players are life-size.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it really makes it exciting.
It's awesome. Matt Beaumont joining us, assistant general manager for Dave & Buster's here in Hollywood. I mean, the games, I mean, unlimited games. The kids come down there, pay. You know, I mean, I know that when the teams come down, they get a chance for 2 hours to just go around. And, and we follow them around, take pictures. I mean, it's a chance of a lifetime because you know that they're going to put this experience in 10 years from now and look back at this. And also the great thing that we've had in the first couple of years is all your locations around the country show the games.
Yep.
Which is tremendous. So if you can't make it out to a game and you're, as we know, we have people in Las Vegas that are listening tonight in California because they're going to be part of this and they wanted to kind of listen to, you know, the pairings. So they get an opportunity at their locations as well. But this is a prime location right here, right off of 95 between Sheridan and Sterling, my hometown. And, Matt, I can't thank you enough for what you do, not only for the young men, but just being here in the community and have been here for a long time.
Like, can you even imagine, I mean, what they do for high school kids? Alabama's been here. Michigan's been here. Notre Dame, Clemson.
Yeah, yeah.
The high school kids get to experience the same thing that those guys do when they come down for the Orange Bowl.
Good stuff.
It's
Matt,
great.
I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. We are taking you up until 10 o'clock. This is our Broward County National Showcase football kickoff. We gave you the one game. We're going to be back in a few minutes. But University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, the experts treat you. All levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, Shea Ciriago and James Knapp from the Broward Educational Foundation will join us. Don't go away. We're here live at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein back with you on our special evening here at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. It's our Broward County Showcase, National Showcase football show. And we have already unveiled our second matchup that we'll do at same place at Coconut Creek High School on Thursday, August the 23rd. Coconut Creek, which finished 10-3 last year, will play host to Miami Northwestern with Teddy Bridgewater. That'll be an 8 o'clock game. As we mentioned in the first game, will be Coconut Creek's Monarch High School, finishing 11-3, winning an exciting game, within one game of getting the state against Peachtree Ridge. And I know they're listening tonight in Georgia. They finished at 10-2. And as I said, any of these games or any events that happen throughout Broward County couldn't be anywhere near possible without the great help from the Broward Educational Foundation. Shea Siriago is the CEO. James Knapp is the COO. And they are both kind enough to join us this evening. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time. And obviously, you know how important it is, not just from the aspect of this game, the Broward Showcase game, and not just basketball or next year wrestling, but what you do for education and how you make it possible for these kids to kind of get further and, you know, take advantage. Shay, talk about that.
Sure. So Broward Education Foundation is the nonprofit arm of Broward County Public Schools.
Right.
And we're very excited that we have this showcase with us.
Sure.
And created this athletic arm that's under Broward Education Foundation as one of our programs. What else do we do? We have an 8,000 square foot building in Pompano Beach where Title I teachers can shop twice a year to the tune of about $1,000 per shop.
Nice.
Absolutely no cost.
Nice.
We are not that company that does the feel-good backpacks because we feel teachers know what their kids need. And they bring it to their classroom so every child has the opportunity for success.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, I mean, and we talk about, I know Patty Brown and I talk every week on our BCAA show about the balance.
Yes.
From academics into athletics. Talk about that, because that's really important, because without the proper grades, test scores, you can't be on that athletic field.
No, you cannot. So academics always comes first. As much as we love athletics, they have to be, you know, a certain grade point average,
right,
to be able to play that,
sure,
sport, whatever that sport is.
Yeah, no doubt. James Knapp, you're as involved in this as anybody. I mean, you're one of these guys. You're hands-on. You're one of the big supporters of our radio show.
Absolutely.
I know you talk to us about it throughout the course of a year, and we thank you so much for being supportive. You see it from a different perspective. I mean, an athletic perspective, mm-hmm, as an educator, too. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, because I think that's important.
It's just really exciting to be able to do something like this and provide opportunity through the showcase, right, and through some different avenues that many students probably wouldn't get, right? So some of these students not even being able to go on to the next level and playing college ball, and we're giving them a bowl game atmosphere that some of them, even, you know, depending on where they go, it probably won't even you know, be at this level,
sure,
of a bowl game atmosphere.
Sure.
So being fortunate enough to play in college and playing Division I was amazing, but understanding that the opportunity, you know, should be spread, right? And our county and Broward County and our leadership, you know, Shay and obviously Sean and Kevin and everybody and Kyle who's here today, is just, you know, we have an amazing team that really care about our county, and that's the reason why we like doing Broward County against the world kind of thing. But we really do believe that the national championship goes through Broward County. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to continue to be. But without that opportunity that we're able to provide, sometimes, you know, students, you know, just don't necessarily get that that option, and we're excited to provide that.
Yeah, no doubt. And the thing, too, is you look at the teams that that Kevin and Sean have been able to bring in the first couple years, and now the ante goes up because you have the number 1, 2, 4, and 6 teams in the country that are going to be out and playing, you know, over a three-day period. And I know you guys show, and that Saturday it might be 300 degrees, but certainly Dave and Buster's, where we're at tonight, they really do a great job as well. All our sponsors, we had Tony on before with the Joe DiMaggio. Talk about that, because I think that the young kids of today and the coaches work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. We know now, and you and I were talking about mm-hmm. this before, mm-hmm. about the NIL yep. and yep. how it's kind of, you know, crushed mm-hmm. a little bit, and it's awfully tough. And now kids are going to have to work extremely hard, you know, just to stay in school because they're yep. competing against millions and millions of dollars. Shay, talk about that. I mean, because, you know, you're a lifelong educator. You know what it takes. I mean, you know, you're a business person.
Sure.
You know what, at the next level, what's going to happen. And, you know, we always say, we have a saying in the sports world is that it's not where you start, it's where you end up.
Yep.
That's how it is in education
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
But you have to get that education at the K through 12 level to get to that next level.
Sure.
And that's what we strive to do. Our partners, Dave & Buster's, Memorial Healthcare System, they're extremely important to us. They're like our friends at this point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it takes cultivation. You know, it's not a one-time give and get out, right? It's a cultivation process where, you know, you are friends.
Yep, no doubt.
And it's exciting. It really is. It's yeah. exciting for these kids to be able to do this.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, man, thank you.
You know, you guys have, I mean, you're everywhere. You're the face of it. I mean, really. I mean, and people like to see that, the hands-on part.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you could, and I've always been, you know, kind of soured on people who write a check, but
and
you never
away,
see
yeah.
it.
Exactly.
You know,
and
that's
never what the plan was, right? The plan was never to do that. And I think
yeah.
for us to have the you know, the partners that we have and building the relationship and actual community and its local community, but
yeah.
it's also, you know, my word would be, anybody who's out there who's listening and anybody who wants to be a part of something great, this is what it is that we do. We do greatness, and we're really excited about that because we think our students in this county deserve greatness.
Yep.
And they deserve nothing less. So we go to work every single day and go 100% to provide that, same way as you. I mean, you've been doing this for years, and we couldn't be more grateful to have you in our community. So we're just so excited for everything. So thank you, man.
Shay, James, I can't thank you enough for stepping up and, you know, being part of this great night. I mean, this
thank
is,
you.
And
it's
we
fun.
Thank, you know, WQAM for allowing us to be
absolutely.
Out here, the Dave & Buster's for being here. We're going to bring Kevin Perry back in along with head coach Matt DeBuck
yep.
From Cardinal Gibbons, and I thank you guys a lot.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
All
thank
right,
you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We're here at Dave & Buster's. Don't forget, there's a lot going on. There's basketball. The NCAA basketball is going on. Steph is like panicking. Don't worry, Steph. We're fine. Don't forget, the new food menu is out here, Southwest Salmon Bowls. A Caliabo Caesar salad, special events parties on April 7th from 12:30 to 2:30, showing how Dave & Buster's can step up your party experience. A lot going on here. We announced the two games, Kevin, so far, Coconut Creek and Peachtree Ridge of Georgia, and Coconut Creek and Miami Northwestern. The next day, one of the teams that has been just outstanding for the first couple of years and have done tremendous is Cardinal Gibbons, and they will be playing Lake Mary. I know that the objective now is to not only get some great out-of-state teams, but kind of focus in on our own state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, instead of just bringing people in from out of state, we got some of the top teams in the state and country right here.
Yeah.
So why not match it up? Coach DeBuck, you know, he's done an amazing job with his program over the past couple of years, couple of state titles. Lake Mary coming out from Orlando area, they're coming down, and, you know, obviously everybody knows about the quarterback, but they got a decent offensive line that's getting better and better, getting a lot
yeah.
of offers right now, and a talented running back, and O-line, D-line, I know is going to come in, and, you know, it's going to be one in the trenches. We know it's where it all starts.
No doubt. Somebody knows this tournament very well. He's 2-0. Beat DeMatha 2 years ago, beat Cardinal Gibbons in North Carolina. Veteran head coach Matt DeBuck from Cardinal Gibbons. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time on a Tuesday evening. And you guys have really, really enjoyed the experience. The kids love it. The fans love it. You had a pretty much a full house last year for that Cardinal Gibbons versus Cardinal Gibbons show showdown. Again, thanks so much. Talk about that and talk about the event and, you know, how you guys look forward to it now every year.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, Larry and Kevin and Sean and everybody else involved with this organization. We're playing Lake Mary. Is that who we're playing? Thanks a lot. Thanks for the.
He's acting.
I guess
like
I got to go watch film tonight, right? So thanks for keeping me up late.
Yeah.
No, but I, you know, this we've had a great experience and goes back to the days of the Dade Broward series that we were involved in, and obviously, when you get a chance to put your kids on a big stage, you know, last year we bought jerseys for that game. We're going to do something similar to this year, and you know, I think it just gives again, we're at Dave and Buster's, gives us the opportunity to come here, treat our kids, and ultimately give memories for these guys for their, you know, their high school days. And the reason why I'm a high school coach today is because I had such a great experience when I played, being coached by Don Marino, Mike Morrill, and those guys. And then I you know, you pass it forward, right? So that's kind of what I've done in my ninth year now. Can't believe 9 years. It feels like yesterday that, you know, I had a press conference that I was going to be the head coach. But, you know, this series is just another reason why high school football is what I think, you know, the purest part of what we do. I have a son playing in college. You know, I have one in high school. He'll be a senior. I played in Canada. You know, I've played at Texas Tech. I've done it all. I've seen it at every level. I coached in college, and it really brought me back to high school football and stuff like the Georgia-Florida game back when I played, and what Sean and his crew is doing with Kevin today just makes it, you know, why we do what we do.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin, I know you've been in that situation as a coach in the past, and certainly Matt's got 3 state championships, and that's a hell of a calling card.
Getting to know Coach Perry up there, you know, he seems like a great guy. I can't wait to meet him in person. What does it mean to you having, instead of just playing the Tri-County, now you got somebody else coming in? You know, your atmosphere, your games, it's amazing. Your student body, your student section in the end zone, it's crazy wild. I love it, the atmosphere you bring. And now it's a local team. I know they're going to travel well. What are you expecting when Lake Mary comes in?
Well, you know, We say we're on the drive, Bayview Drive, and that's kind of our calling card. And you know, we can pack 2,000 people in that small little confined area on a Friday night, which makes what Friday night football is all about.
Yes.
And, you know, Lake Mary is a great program, obviously, and they have a good quarterback. I did do a little bit of homework, not a lot. But, you know, you just want to – obviously, we've had the success – in these games, whether it was Dade and Broward or these other games, and we just want to continue to have the success we've had. And, you know, ultimately, you know, we haven't stopped since January, and you know, you have to, if you're going to be competing with these games at this level at this time, you got to, you know, there's no rest for the weary. And it is, I think I told somebody the other day, I worked 325 days last year. I certainly didn't get into teaching to work that many days, but because teachers get a lot of time off, as they say, but when you're a football coach, you don't. And if it's important to you, you're going to put the time in, and I'm sure the good programs, those coaches do that, and everybody that's involved in this deal, they're working hard at it. And, you know, I'm just happy Cardinal Gibbons is in the mix. And
no doubt.
I really think this could be an exciting game. I mean, there's so much hype around the quarterback, but that defense did a great job last year. You're not the only one breaking down film already, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And you know, they got the spread offense and the South Florida speed. It's going to be a great matchup. I see definitely a lot of up and down, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Well, you know, the fun part for me is, you know, our last 5 quarterbacks have either been Power 5 or FCS, and Brody Pelhagy won 2 state championships, and he's the FCS guy. But we're kind of the unknown at quarterback right now, and we've had a transfer that came in, and we have one that's currently there, and another young guy. I really like our quarterbacks again. And and I'm excited. You know, we worked out today. We went in the sand pit, and I'm fired up about working with those guys. I got Adam Gase on my side helping me out and giving me some.
Look at Matt. Hey, look at name dropping.
Yeah, listen, you like that, right?
You name drop when it's true. And he's helping us out at in our program. And, you know, to me, it's the fun part of it is the coaching part. You know, unfortunately, everything else isn't the fun part anymore.
Sure.
You know, and I don't want to get into all that because we could sit here and talk for hours.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt DeBuck joining us, the head football coach at Cardinal Gibbons. As we said, three state titles last, what, 5-6 years. Done a tremendous job. They play a competitive schedule, yes. Obviously. American Heritage last year. Chaminade, which obviously, arguably, one of the best teams in the country as well. We're here at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Hope you can join us. If not, just come out and watch the NCAA tournaments beginning on Thursday. A lot of great drink and food specials, and as you can see, good crowd this evening piling up. The kids are going to be playing a lot of games, and I know, Kevin, that you enjoy coming here as well. You get a chance, if 14 teams come here, you're probably here for all of them.
Yeah, all 14, and for other events, too, and you know, it doesn't hurt. I live 5 minutes away. So.
Yeah, yeah, and then and also you could probably tell you could be that food critic, because yeah, and they have great food.
Oh,
you
yes,
know that
absolutely.
As well as a lot of our Broward Education Foundation people are taking advantage of it. Matt, the opportunity this coming spring, a lot of new faces on your team. What are you looking forward to the most this coming spring?
Well, you know, Larry, I'll say this. You know, I've had one gone through, and my other one's going to be a senior and coaching your own kids because – you've coached everybody else's kid your whole career to get them through, and Trent's a good player, and I hope, you know, he gets all he deserves because he's like me. He's a grinder, and he's certainly put himself in position in the recruiting end to push himself forward. But, you know, I'm excited. You're weary of some of your weaknesses, and then you got to, you know, try to figure it out. We have some changes in the coaching staff, which – you know, maybe needed to happen a little bit. And, you know, when you win as many games as we've won over the years, you know, you hate to use the word complacent, but it does happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, entitlement, you know, for adults and kids, whatever it might be, we're putting a lot of money into the locker room. We're going to upgrade it and over spring break and try to just give the fruits of the labors of the past and bring it into the present, and I'm fired up about that, and our team is. We have, you know, a ton of guys lifting and running every day, and I'm back to being the quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. So, you know, I've immersed myself back into that, and trying to kind of go back to what put us on the map.
Sure.
And sometimes when you become the head coach, you know, other duties are more important than maybe the X's and O's or the winning. You know, the everything else is paramount over football, and I just said we got to stop that.
Right.
Football is the most important thing, and everything else needs to be secondary. So we're kind of back to that now. And I'm actually much more happier doing it that way.
No doubt. Cardinal Gibbons head coach Matt DeBuck, before we let you go, being a father of two tremendous athletes, as you mentioned, one at college at USF, the other one's going to be a senior for you as a wide receiver, one of the top ones here in South Florida. You got to kind of separate yourself sometimes because, you know, recruiting-wise, you know what a grind it is. You know what college coaches are going to come in. Kevin, you know that, yep, as well. And they're going to tell you everything you want to hear. And you kind of weed it out. Talk about the process that you've gone through as a dad. Forget about being a coach.
Well, as a dad, and obviously, you know, when you're married and you have a wife and she asks why is all these other things more important than maybe what she thinks is important, you have to let them know and put it into perspective. Sean's son is going to come back and work with us in our special teams, Cardinal Gibbons grad. To me, that's what it's all about. If my sons want to come back and I'm still coaching football, that's family. And you know, that's the most important thing I think football gives to all of us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, today, you know, it's so simple and easy to move on from your family. And I don't like that, you know, and I get my feelings hurt. But I'm trying to come into the new world and understand how it works. And at the end of the day, I'm glad to have Griff and Sarah back. I'm glad to have a lot of our coaches that I coached that are back. And to me, that's the comfort part of what football should be. And that's, to me, that's important. But yeah, we just have our new T-Dog, Tyson. He's going to be our T-Dog, and you've seen the pictures on the internet about him. I love that guy.
I know you
and
do.
And he's a lot of fun and brings a lot of levity to our household when things could be somewhat a little sour. He doesn't care. So, you know, he's like, hey, let's play.
Good
and,
stuff.
And yeah. So I thank you guys for having
thank
me on the
you.
Show. I appreciate you guys.
Best of luck. We'll follow you all the way to your opening game against Lake Mary coming up. And I appreciate you for all the hard work that you put in. And certainly you guys go year round. Larry Bluestein along with Dr. Kevin Perry. That's Matt DeBuck. We're here at the unveiling of the schedule for the 2024 Broward National Showcase, which will be taking place in the last week of August.
Yep.
And we've already given you three teams. When we come back, we're going to welcome in head coach Johnny Sloan from Coconut Creek, who's going to have himself a pretty decent game against Miami Northwestern. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And if you happen to make your way out here to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, don't forget, you got the NCAA basketball tournament coming up this week. It's going to be packed. As Matt Beaumont said, the assistant general manager before, 43-foot wall screen. You can watch out on HDTV. Also, 2 9-foot screens. And don't forget, if you purchase here during spring break, an $80 power card for spring break, which includes 10 days of a limited play. Also, you get free load of queso or poppy chulo queso. From being from Michigan, Kevin, I'm sure that our Virginia by way of Michigan, I'm sure you don't eat a lot of that. Don't go away. We got a lot more. As we said, when we come back, we'll talk to Johnny Sloan, the head coach of Coconut Creek, next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
And back with you live from Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Larry Bluestein on our special South Florida High School Sports Radio Show. It is our unveiling of the schedule that the Broward National Broward Football Showcase. Dr. Kevin Perry and I are here with a lot of people that have taken part in as sponsors or participants. And as we said earlier, that Coconut Creek will be taking on Miami Northwestern, the late game on the 23rd of August. And head coach Johnny Sloan, who's done an outstanding job for the Cougars. He's more than restored the roar at Coconut Creek, is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know for the last couple of years you've watched this tournament kind of from afar and said, hey, you know what, I think we've got the type of team now after finishing with 10 wins to be in this. And we welcome you and congratulate you on everything that you've done.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Yeah, we've been looking for from a distance, but I guess we get our shot.
Yeah.
So we ready. I think this will be a good experience for the boys, and just the school in general, just to be able to play in a showcase game that I think means a lot to the county.
Right, and magnified because of the fact that you're going to be playing Miami Northwestern. They've come off a 4-6 season or 5-7 season, but you know the you've been around a long time. Teddy Bridgewater comes back and takes over his alma mater as head coach, but you've got that home field advantage. Your fans have bought into it. A lot of the community has bought into it. You got your players, and I know this started 5 years ago with Coach Cox and is continued now with all you guys. Talk about that.
I just think culture is big, and you know what we teach at Creek is just being a family. So over these last 4 years, that you know when I took over, that's been the heart of our team is just being a family and bonding with one another. So and we tell the boys all the time that this game is way bigger than just football,
right?
So we raising young men, and I think that gets us over the hump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we play together, we play better, we play stronger. So it's just what we embrace as a family, that we're going to always fight for each other. So we up for any fight. And I think Miami Northwestern is a big challenge and what we want to see,
right,
you know, coming out at the beginning of the season.
No doubt. Kevin, you know, and I told you last year I would text you from games that I was at with Coconut Creek, and I said, hey, this team is for real. Talk about that and your decision to kind of add them to the roster this year.
I mean, just what he was talking on, you could see the culture develop throughout the year and just the toughness and grit that your team played with all year. That really stood out to me. And I know you graduated some, but you're still real tough up front. And I know you got some guys that come in. But when this is going to get so much hype around the Broward-Dade matchup. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, what do you want your kids to experience about having – you know, somebody like a Miami Northwestern with the history, and now you're keeping that Coconut Creek history going and building on something that – what do you really want your kids to get at the end of this event?
I want them to be able to experience a big game and be able to fight and grind, because if our goal is to play deep into the playoffs and go to state, we're going to have to face a team like a St. Thomas. So we're going to have to see that caliber of team and be able to fight and grind and just to know that we can play. A lot of times, you know, you hear these big names and you play against names, but we got to be able to play against, you know, people got to come and play against Creek.
Right.
So we want us to, you know, to be able to play and go out and fight no matter who the competition is. So I think it's just big, just in the aspect that we can come out in the beginning of the season and play a great team.
Yeah.
And then, you know, look forward to the third round of playoff and playing the St. Thomas and going up to Chattanooga, Tennessee and playing Baylor High School. So you get the experience. So I don't want to get hit in the mouth come playoff time.
Sure.
We're going to get hit early. So and we got to be able to withstand it and be able to fight. So we looking forward to it.
Johnny Sloan, head coach at Coconut Creek. And, you know, you and I talked last year about your schedule. You went up to Gainesville, Georgia, and you played one of the best teams in Georgia. And I know that Rocky Gillis went to the game, and he was telling us, wow, you don't understand, but Coconut Creek should have won this game. And then you come back and you play Chaminade, and you play them tough, and they're one of the best teams in the country. You earn that reputation. But this didn't come overnight. I remember 2-3 years ago up at Kaiser University, you guys won the 7-7. Yeah. And you told me, you said, hey, we're coming.
Yeah.
You sound like Dion, but I mean, but you said we're coming. Talk about that, because you've laid the groundwork. It just didn't happen overnight.
I think with the coaching staff I have and just us buying in and the boys buying in, when we first got it and, you know, got this team over and I took over, we had to fight to keep our kids in the building.
Right.
They'll transfer in and out. But now I'm not losing boys because we built a family and a foundation where we're going to work hard, we're going to be tough. And if you turn on the film, like, you're going to see that we look different. We
right.
play different. That's our whole goal and our mindset is we got to be tougher than the next man.
Sure.
And we're going to put in the work to show it. So I'm just excited for the opportunity just to be able to showcase it. A lot of times, you know, we may have got looked over or people didn't see us on that stage, but I want to be on that stage. And now y'all gave us the opportunity to stand on it. So we're going to come to fight and show what we have.
No doubt. A lot of good things happening in Coconut Creek. Yeah. I think the people have to be very, very pleased at what you brought to the table last year, what Monarch and Coach Davis has done. I can't thank you enough for participating. I know that it's exciting for your kids. You have a really good nucleus coming back. You also added a couple of players. I mean, you've been in that. It's like every day it's either you or Monarch. But, you know, that's how you do it. That's how you build. The kids, like you said, they bought into the fact that you're winning. And they like the way you're winning. And you do it, you know, you're a classy team. You guys, I remember in all the games, I saw you last year at some three times. The kids always challenged me to come out. Mm-hmm. But I was there at the beginning when you guys started winning in the 7-on-7s and had an opportunity. And we welcome you and give you all the congratulations. And, again, you know, we'll see you plenty in the off season. Yeah. And we'll do on our countdown show in August. Once again, we'll have you on and talk a little bit about it, huh, Kev?
Yep. Can't wait for it. And just imagine the crowd that your kid's going to get to play in week one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Love it.
Everybody wants to see that game. I think, you know, when you think about it in South Florida, that may be one of the most, talked about games because everybody wants to see that debut of Teddy Bridgewater, and I think they're going to be a little bit surprised at who they get an opportunity to play. Their 8 o'clock game, Coconut Creek coming off a 10-3 season against Miami Northwestern. That'll be on Thursday, August 23rd. That's part of a doubleheader. We thank you for joining us. We thank everybody for listening in hour number one. Don't forget, we're here up until 10 o'clock this evening. There's a whole lot more going on. We're here live at David Buster's in Hollywood. We'll see you in a few.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.